listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Authorities in New South Wales have been forced to defend how quickly they declared Monday night's stabbing at a Western Sydney church as a terror attack. Premier Chris Minns has told the ABC the decision was not based on info on the accused, a 16-year-old boy.
This is not a designation about the person of interest currently in police custody. This is a designation that is required under legislation to unlock powers for that inquiry.
Meantime, terror experts say Australia's national terrorism threat level isn't likely to be changed in the wake of Monday night's attack. The current official threat level sits at possible, meaning a threat does exist nationwide. Authorities are still concerned about young people being radicalised. The growing number of young Aussies facing homelessness is also in the spotlight this Youth Homelessness Matters Day. Nearly a quarter of all homeless people in Australia are 24 years old or younger. And Dr. Eamon McCarthy says kids as young as 7 are struggling to get a roof over their head.
Sadly, in addition to an increase in the number of young people facing homelessness, we're also seeing a decrease in the age of young people who are coming to the attention of services like ours.
Prince William will return to work on Thursday for the first time after Kate's cancer diagnosis. The Prince of Wales was last seen on March 19, 3 days before his wife revealed she was being treated for cancer. And after a pretty warm summer, El Nino has officially come to an end. The Bureau of Meteorology says its cooler counterpart, La Nina, could be on the way, meaning a wetter than usual spring this year.